Welcome back. Game time. 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Teased it via Twitter, just teased it. Big announcement for the show. And I might as well get right to it and say it. I'm leaving 1620. Game time with yours truly is coming to an end. And wanted to announce this today, and that my final show is going to be this Wednesday, July 17th. So 2 days from now, it is all done. And, you know, this is totally my decision. I was offered an extension to stay, but I have turned it down. So I am leaving the station, and it's an extremely tough and emotional decision. Really tough. There's been a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of long conversations, a lot of thought into this. And it's interesting, and I'll get deeper into things. I don't want to get too deep now, or I'll start crying. I'll get deeper into things on Wednesday. But you know, you think 10 years ago, I walked through the front doors at NRG Media and first turned on a mic here at 1620. 10 years. Shig and Nick Show started in August of 2009. Game Time started in August of 2013. And my run here at 1620 is ending in July of 2019. Crazy. 10 years. When I first started, if I could have gotten through 10 days, 10 segments, I mean, it just was, it's amazing that it's been 10 years. And I am, I'm so thankful for those 10 years. I'm so proud of my 10 years here. And whenever you spend that much time somewhere, you build a pretty strong bond with people, both inside and outside the building, coworkers, bosses, and then, of course, you, the listeners. And again, I'm not going to get too mushy here, because I'm going to save that for Wednesday, because I don't... Monday at 11:20, no one's trying to cry, man. Ain't nobody trying to cry.
Ain't that the truth.
Jordan, no one's trying to cry, all right? But believe me, this has been an emotional decision. And there are a bunch of reasons behind my decision to leave. But the biggest ones center around two things. Number one, my desire to go all in with my college basketball TV dreams. And number two, figuring out how to balance all that's on my plate. I've been really blessed and fortunate to be given a handful of amazing opportunities. First, to do my own daily radio show here at 1620, but also to be a color analyst for college basketball TV with Fox, and now to also co-host a national Fox Sports Radio weekend show on Sundays. And over the years, and in particular the past year, it's been really challenging to balance all three of those things. Trying to give everything needed to 1620 and college basketball TV, as well as a three-hour show on Fox Sports Radio on Sundays, it's a lot. It's a lot. Something has to give. It's been challenging to do 6 days of radio a week on top of all the travel and work and prep for college basketball TV. Plus, oh, by the way, be a husband and a father. So the driving forces behind this decision are finding better balance and wanting to fully attack my dream of being as big as I can be and successful as I can be on TV for college basketball. And, you know, dreams are funny because you can't fight what you think about when your head hits that pillow at night. You can't fight it. We close your eyes and you think and you imagine and you yearn and you can't fight your dream. And for me, I haven't had that many enormous dreams in my life. When I was little, my dream was to start on the Lincoln Southeast basketball team. Like that was the very first dream I ever had. And then at one point, my dream was to be a college basketball player. And in the midst of those dreams, I had another big dream that has never gone away. And that dream was to be a college basketball TV star. And I am ready to put the pedal to the metal and attack that. And, you know, I was on the flight home yesterday and thinking about everything. And, you know, sometimes to achieve your dream circumstance, you have to change your current circumstance. And that's just kind of where I'm at. And, you know, with the balance of everything, you guys see it with how much I'm gone during basketball season. I hate it. I do. I hate that. But I'm being pulled in a bunch of different directions. And it's just hard to give everything needed to 1620 and college basketball TV and a weekend national radio show and still maintain some sanity and some time with my daughter and some time with my wife and some time with just being a normal guy and enjoying life, you know? So there you go. I need better balance. I need to attack my dream and I need a new challenge. I'm ready for a new challenge. And as far as what is specifically next for me, a lot of that's up in the air. I mean, I'm working on some things and I'll certainly let you guys know. But for now, I'm ready to attack my college basketball TV and national media dreams. So again, if you missed it, I'm going to be leaving 1620. And my last day is Wednesday. And I would be lying to you guys. I'd be lying to you guys if I wasn't keeping it real and say there weren't some moments lately of, holy crap, what are you doing? There have been some moments lately, driving around, on a walk, eating dinner, where it's, what are you doing? Are you seriously doing this? But every single moment of fear and anxiety about my decision gets squashed by a moment of excitement on what is next for me. So I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to evolve. And I feel like I'm at like a career cliff. And I'm going to jump and hope like hell that parachute opens up. So, again, last day is Wednesday. Wanted to just make that announcement now. I'll elaborate more then because I don't want to cry now because there are a bunch of thank yous and people that need to be discussed. And that includes you, the listener, been with me for almost 10 years. So, there you go. I got the granddaddy here of them all, Neil Nelkin, first guy that hired me.
So, so proud of you.
Thank you.
And where you've come from, this has turned into a launching pad for so many careers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the next one.
I appreciate it.
You're going someplace.
I hope you're right.
And you're going to get there, my friend. But you're doing it all for the right reason. And I'm assuming that you and Kim and Mava, and you probably discussed it with Kobe.
Kobe's had a lot of heart-to-hearts with me.
couldn't be happier for you. Couldn't be more proud of you. You've been an amazing guy. You're so competitive and so energetic, so professional, so cool. I mean, really, I don't want to get into the weepy crap, but we are going to miss you. You've done amazing things here. And then having Schick in town last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, you're a terrific kid. and we're really going to be proud of you.
Well, Neil, I mean, I wouldn't be sitting here if you wouldn't have idiotically signed off on the Schick and Nick show.
It wasn't me. It was Kugler, my friend.
Yeah.
It was Kugler.
Yeah. Well, Kugler regrets that decision for the moment.
He's responsible and totally responsible. We'll be around for a couple of days and we'll talk. But best of luck, man.
Here's the thing, Neil. You were the very first boss I ever had, and you set the bar pretty damn high, my friend.
Well, I don't know. You've had some pretty high-ranking coaches in basketball. They said
you don't yell at
high.
Me as much as Coach Altman did, and I always liked that about you.
And
look what happened to him.
Yeah.
So good luck, my friend. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Okay.
I just lost the bet.
You thought I was going to cry?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I purposely... You know, there's some paths you can go down, and you know where that's going to lead to.
Oh, yeah.
I have purposely stayed off that path. But here's the thing. Coming up next, I think, unfortunately, we're going to be going down one of those paths.
Oh.
So you might win your bet. Neil brought up somebody that is so instrumental in my life, my career. And that is the guy that started this whole place, and that's Kevin Kugler. And he is kind enough to join us after the break. He's getting ready to go on vacation, but you know, he was nice enough to want to join me kind of one last time. So coming up next, play-by-play voice of the universe, and really of my life, the play-by-play voice of my life, Kevin Kugler joins me next.